Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Monday Night Raw, a.k.a. The Learning Center, a.k.a. Monday Night Live. This is our time where we get to get together and share in the Word of God in a different way. You'll see us live on Facebook. You will see us here on the line. So be ready to interact with us in all of these different ways. We want to make sure that if there's a question, if there's a testimony, if God has given you a scripture to share, we want to share all of those things tonight. We don't want to miss out on any opportunity to be interactive. So with that being said, our topic for the week has been nothing but a G-thang, and we are going to dive into it a little bit deeper tonight. And before we get ready to do that, let's go ahead and bring in our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Ms. Candy.
How are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, What about yourself?
I am as well, sir.
All right. Well, y'all got it already. The topic is ain't nothing but a G thing. Okay? Make sure you write that down right. Ain't nothing but a G thing. Okay? It's a life thing. It's an easy thing. It's how you put it into perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We always have to look at this thing from God's perspective, not our own. Okay? Whatever you encounter, the adversities, the ups, the downs, ain't nothing but a life thing. You know? Nothing but a life thing. And this is something that we definitely want to grow in with this G. It can be generosity. It can be what you get, what you gain, what you give. God's grace. What is it? You know, being obedient, going where God says to go. What is it? Okay? But it has to be a God-governed thing. It has to be. Because the Bible says that you can have faith that moves mountains and have not L-O-V-E, and you have done or you have nothing.
Amen.
Okay? So it ain't nothing but a G thing. God has to be involved in it. If God is not engaged in it, involved in it, and directing it, that's the wrong thing. So with that being said, Ms. Candy, do you mind opening us up with prayer, please?
Father, we thank you for giving us another day to come together in your name, Lord. We thank you for everyone who's already joined us tonight, Lord, and for all of the other people who you're going to allow to experience this word tonight. Lord, we thank you for them. We thank you for the questions. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you're going to have go forward on the call tonight, Lord. And we pray over each and every speaker, Lord, that everyone speaks only what you would have them speak, Lord, and so that we can gain an understanding and so that you are able to meet us right where we are, Lord. Let this word be food and nourishment for everyone on the line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, so with that being said, let us go ahead and open up. You know, is Mr. DJ there?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Mr. DJ?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful, man. So give me a little recap. Give me a little nightcap. What you got about this past week? Ain't nothing but a G thing. What you took from it?
What I took from it was definitely grace. The G definitely is God's grace. I said that grace was the product of faith and love that can only come from God because we get it even when we don't deserve it. When all looks impossible, that's God's grace. Have you ever seen a child that's in a car and a mom is might be putting groceries in the car or something, and who knows, the car might roll out into traffic or something on its own, and that baby is not harmed at all. That's God's grace. Mm-hmm. That right there is God's grace. You can't plan for God's grace. You can't even really prepare for it. You just accept it, receive it, believe it, thank him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an humbling experience, but that's a G thing. Only thing you can do is basically say thank you. And when you have grace, blessings that are bestowed upon you like that, you need to act. And we shouldn't just engulf in God's grace and leave it at that. He blesses us, so we need to bless others. You know, he does some things. Sometimes you might, you know, someone who you don't really think deserve your kindness or your conversation or your niceness. It don't even have to be that, you know, but you need to pass it. We used to say here, pass it forward. You know, you get blessed, you bless someone else. So that's what I got from it from this week.
Okay, and that's what's up, Mr. DJ, and that's very, very true. And like you said, when you get it, you pass it to someone else, but you got to make sure you get it and you understand that you got it.
Amen.
Very important, mm-hmm. people. You know, because the Bible says, in all thy getting, get an understanding. In other words, God is translating that it ain't nothing but a G thing. We get a lot, but how much do you understand what you get?
Amen.
And also, Mr. Carr, we say a G thing. We are his people. And he says, if my people that are called by my name, that's our Father. So you should know the difference between a G thing and luck. People who don't know him say, oh, you lucky. Oh, man.
Right.
Yeah, good luck. So we don't say luck. You know, we know it's God's grace.
Ain't that something, y'all?
Yes, sir.
Ain't nothing but a G thing. That's real, y'all. Right. Well, that's what it is. Ms. Candy, what you got to add?
Well, I would just say that when it comes down to it, grace was the overarching thing, but just what also went in with that was the piece that we shared about being generous and having gratitude for the different things of God. But that generosity piece of it, just really understanding that it's not out of our emotions, because sometimes we are so happy with ourselves when we give something or we give our time. We are so happy and we think that we've met the standard, but we don't understand that unless we are giving from the Spirit of God and not from the abundance of our emotions, then it doesn't even matter. It's not generosity. It's just something that we're doing that can't be sustained. So love all of it about grace, but that part of it about generosity, I think, is really important as well.
All right. Well, y'all got it. So here's the – okay, let me go ahead and go on – hold on. We want to go – trying to go here live. Hey, bam. All right. So we're on live now. So if y'all are near your computers, go ahead and tap into live. Because we're now on live. All right? Y'all can see me? Everybody good out there?
I don't have any again tonight, sir.
Doing Miss Katrina. Katrina is on live. Make sure we turn up over here. How you doing, Miss Katrina, Miss Christine, Miss Latonya, Miss Jennifer? How are y'all? All right, so here we go, y'all. Ain't nothing but a G thing. We're talking about God's grace. We're talking about generous, being generous to others. We talk about our growth, even getting. What's going on, Cleo, Ms. Asia, Ms. Christina, Kedra? So, y'all ready? Let's get it. So, y'all know we do some questions and things like that, and we just have a good time with this, and we really want to divulge in a whole bunch of stuff. We talk about God's grace, okay? Talk about giving and things like that. How you doing, Miss Kathy and Miss Neely? All right. Miss Takesha and Miss Patricia and Miss Candace. All right. Good deal. So, how you doing, Miss Sharonica? Y'all ready? Let's get to it. Miss Candace, what's the first email question?
First question that we received, sir, says, if we live under God's grace, why are we required to do good works?
Okay. How you doing? Mr. Carey, Miss Deborah, hold on. I got, you know, Miss Neal, you know, I got to say my hellos to everybody. Miss Marcia, how you doing? Okay, Miss Shanita. So if we live according to God's grace,
yes, sir, the question is, if we live under God's grace, why are we required to do good works?
We live under God's grace. Why are we required to do good works? How you doing, Miss Regina? So, y'all, let's look at that. If we live under God's grace, why are we required to do good works? Okay. Mr. DJ, I'm going to let you chip away at that one first.
God's grace is omnipotent. It's everlasting. is refreshing, and it doesn't focus in on to benefit one person.
Right.
We're required to do good work so that it's balanced, basically, throughout everyone. If he left it up to us, we're not as perfect as he is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're here to worship him. And if it wasn't required, that's just like asking, if we're Christ-like, why are there laws? Why are there commandments? Because we have a busy devil. That's the short, simple answer. Because we have a busy devil.
All right. Good deal. That's a good one. That's a good one. How you doing, Miss Regina and Miss Tanya? Miss Tiana, I see you. What's going on, Craig? Miss Tanisha and Miss Rodriguez, Miss Quintus, Miss Brenda Horn, how are you? Miss Bianca and Miss Monique Wilson, Miss Sharon, how y'all doing? So the question is, how you doing, Miss Katina? Look at Miss Katina. The question is, if we live under God's grace, why are we required to do good works? How you doing, Miss Sharon? If we live under God's grace, why are we required to do good things? How you doing, Miss Kim? Okay. Hey, what you got, Miss Candy? If we live under God's grace, why are we required to do good things or good works?
Well, it's a part of who God was in following the example of Jesus. Jesus is God in the flesh, but he still walked and talked with people and did what we would consider good works. So if we are going to be like him, then we have to do the same thing. So it's not just about, you know, I'm under God's grace, and so I don't have to do anything. We are still supposed to be servants of Christ, and a part of that is continuing to do the work of Christ, which is what people consider, quote, unquote, good works.
Right. Y'all got it? Got it with me?
Yes, sir.
I froze up there for a second. What's going on, Corey, Ms. Nene? Okay. So that's good. How you doing, Ms. Tamala? So just because, how you doing, Ms. Kimberly? Okay. We are under God's grace. It still requires that we do good things. As a matter of fact, you know, if you have two children and you have two kids or three kids, you know, if you have graced your children with whatever they have, remember, we know what grace is, something that's undeserved, something that we didn't earn, right? So if you grace your oldest, you don't think that you would require your oldest to be nice to the other two? And if your oldest wasn't nice to the other two, what would you do with that grace that you have extended to your oldest? Would you take it away?
Mm. Yes, sir.
Ms. Tiana said, we are his children. It is our responsibility to fulfill on what he calls us to do. It's our responsibility to do good works. Okay? And I believe that, Ms. Tiana, I believe that you're absolutely right. Not only is it a responsibility, but when you know what someone has done for you, it just compels you to want to do something for someone else. Now, things for you, Mr. DJ. Mr. DJ, if somebody did great things for you and you didn't do good things for other people, what would that make you? Did that mean that you really fully understood the grace that was afforded to you?
I mean, that'd be spoiled. Nope.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So he stopped at us. That means we didn't totally understand God's grace from the get-go. How you doing, Miss Rachel? Miss Andrea?
That's right.
All right. Y'all got it? Let's get to it. All right. I have a question I'm going to throw out there, y'all. Okay? Y'all ready for this?
Yes, sir.
All right. How you doing, Miss Sandra? Now, the question is, as we talking about, ain't nothing but a G thing. Okay, Ms. Jennifer said, grace saved us all. It makes you feel good when you bless others. All right. The question is, what are the indicators that you give? What are the indicators that what you give is from God versus what you give is from emotions? How you doing, Ms. Latoya? The question is, what are the indicators that allows you to know that what you just gave to somebody was from God versus what you just gave to somebody was from your emotions? What are indicators? What lets you know your giving is from God versus when you give from emotions? What are indicators that let you know that? How you doing, Ms. Clarissa? Y'all got it? What's going on, Earl? Y'all got it?
Yes.
So what are the indicators that you give, what are the indicators that would allow you to know what you have just given is from God versus what you have just given is out of emotions? What's going on, B? Y'all got it? Because a lot of times y'all know, and let's be honest, because we say it ain't nothing but a G thing, it's a giving thing, it's giving, being generous. How many times do you go somewhere and someone asks you for money, you know, some homeless person, do you always give to them?
No.
Do you, Miss Kansas?
No, sir.
No? Okay. When do you, or when are you compelled to give to someone who seemingly is in need? They saying they need it. So when do you give, Mr. DJ, to someone who says they need it?
The indicators for me, most of the time, after you've given something from emotion, you contemplate whether or not you've done the right thing. Maybe I did too much. Maybe that wasn't enough. And kind of debate a little bit. If it's from God, you don't even look back. And the second part of the indicators is simply this. When, and I can only speak for me, when God tells me to do something, I'm obedient and I'm shocked. It's not like it's been preparing and there's no debate, but, you know, this person might ask me for a dollar and I give them a 10. You know, that definitely is God. Because, you know, if it's coming from me, I got to have a meeting with myself. Like, hey, what's going on? What's slow down? What, you know, let me give some change or something. So what I'm saying is when God speaks, I listen quickly. And I don't, you know, I don't second guess it. But normally it shocks me. I was like, oh, wow.
An indicator would be when it shocks you.
All right.
So when you know it's from God, okay, Mr. DJ said an indicator when you give. Because it ain't nothing but a G thing. It's a giving thing. When you give and you know it's from God, it shocks you. For instance, can I help everybody out? Watch this, Mr. DJ. For instance, when we give and, you know, when we say, well, God, you're going to have to forgive me because I can't, you know, I can't give them for God's going to have to forgive me on this one because I can't give them, you know, my love no more. I can't give them my, my prayers. I can't, you know, really love them. I can't do it. So when we say can't, that means our giving, if we do it, would be subject to our emotions. Because, in other words, what you're saying, when we give and it's from God, we actually shock our own self. In other words, we'd be like, that's not the old me. Because the old me would have not given them forgiveness. The old me would have slapped him like they slapped me. The old me would have gave them exactly what they gave me. But I gave them love instead.
Amen.
Ain't that something, y'all?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, hold on. What we got? Miss Sandra said, not always. She don't just always give to people who ask for it. All right. What's going on, Donna Ray? Miss Sierra, how you doing? Miss Jennifer said, when you give from emotions, you talk about what you have given someone. When you give according to God's will, it is between you and God. Miss Jennifer, I high five you. Ain't nothing but a G thing. When you give from emotions, typically we talk about what we give someone. Now, how many of us about what we done gave somebody?
True.
Come on, y'all. I can raise my hand. I've done it before. We'll do that now.
Yes, sir.
Right? But when you give according to God's will, it's between you and God. You're not looking
sometimes
for a friend.
Sometimes we even want to thank you.
What'd you say, Mr. DJ?
Thank you, Mr. Cups. Sometimes we even want to thank you. We want them to know, I gave this to you. What do you say? Or what, you know, we expect some kind of thank you or something from it.
Wow. So, y'all, ain't nothing but a G thing. So, let me tap into that one with another question, okay? How you doing, Ms. Latasha? Ms. Kimberly says she agreed with that. You will always have peace with it. All right. How you doing, my cousin? You're my cousin, okay. So, y'all, see, so here's the next question I want to throw out there, okay? If you give and you expect people to appreciate what you have given them, even with a thank you, was your giving from the flesh or was it from God?
The flesh.
If you expect a thank you, it's from the flesh. If you could care less, if I get a thank you, fine. If not, that's fine. Most people who led to be leaders and do stuff, they don't see it all the way through. They'll lead you there, like with Moses. But he didn't go in the promised land. Long as they made it, I'm good. I turn around and go. You got good coaches, good trainers, good leaders, and they'll see the athlete or whomever train. But if you notice, most of the time, they may not make it to the big show, to the Super Bowl or World Series with them. They just want to make sure, you know, when it's genuine, they want to just make sure that they see it through and go ahead and get the prize or what have you.
I got you. Now, that's a good question. How you doing, LaQuanda? Is Candace an indicator when you are not, we are not the focus of the gift? When you are not the focus of the gift. Okay, how you doing, Ms. Nidra? Nina, how you? Okay, Ms. Shira? Okay, we're going to get to your question, Ms. Shira. Okay, so y'all, if you give to someone, should you expect a thank you? And if you expect a thank you, are you being selfish? Is that a flesh giving? Or could you literally give and expect a thank you, and your thank you be God-driven?
But if we've already set up an expectation like that, then we're removing the glory that God gets, because it's no longer about that. It's about us. Because then we'll sit around and we'll say, well, why haven't they said thank you? And then we start talking about it with other people. So it could start out one way, and we get in our feelings and drive it somewhere else.
I got you. Ms. Jennifer. Watch this, Ms. Jennifer. Ms. Latonya said, we give, don't expect anything in return. Ms. Monique said, true. Okay. Ms. Jennifer said, thank you goes a long way. I agree with you. And Ms. Kimberly says, she believes that it's flesh if you expect a thank you. Ms. Katina says, flesh. Ms. Tiana says, flesh, flesh, flesh. And you stay right there, right there, right there, Ms. Tiana, because I'm about to, watch this. Ms. Monique says, flesh. Flesh. How you doing, Ms. Rhonda, Ms. Janet? Okay. Ms. Jennifer said they should say thank you. That would be the right thing to do. How you doing, Ms. Tamara? Ms. Andrea said that is flesh. Ms. Wilson, how you doing? Okay. Ms. Tiana said thank you is polite. So if it's all God, God has the thanks. Okay. Ms. Shanda, she said, I try to give every day. A lot of time I may not have monetary, but I give a smile. Thank you. I have a blessed day, a helping hand. When it comes from the heart, true compassion for people, and with that is giving, with that, it's my giving from God. All right. Ms. Jennifer says it's not from the flesh. It's not from flesh giving if you expect that person to say thank you. All right. So, y'all, check this out. If you give and you expect a thank you, is that from the flesh or is it from God? Now, watch this very carefully. I'm not going to say that it's from the flesh, and here's the reason why. Because expectations are needed. See, if I give to my child, and my child don't appreciate what God has given, see, here's the thing. Don't y'all know that when God sees how you, y'all got to hear this now. Y'all want to take it to the Word? The Bible says God sees how you appreciate the little before he gives you much. A thank you don't have to be verbal. A thank you can be the lifestyle that you live with what you have just been blessed with. So just because someone expects a thank you does not mean it's coming from the flesh, because that would be disrespectful for you to your grandmother to do something for someone, or let's say you and your siblings and you and your cousins, and your grandmother does something for all 20 of you all, but only you and somebody else said thank you, and the rest of them disrespected. What y'all gonna do about that one? You gonna let that slide? Come on now, hold on. Does that mean you in the flesh because you go and check your other cousins or your siblings? That mean you in the flesh? No, that does not. That means you gonna respect what grandmama just did, right? Now, if that's grandmama, what about when God gives to you to give to someone? You don't expect, they don't have to say thank you to you, but they definitely need to thank God. And you mean to tell me, come on, y'all, we getting super spiritual on this phone, ain't nothing but a G thing, huh? You mean to tell me, everybody, what's going on, Landry? Everybody that says flesh, 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 Miss Tiana, Miss Tiana, Miss Tiana. You mean to tell me that you'll keep on giving to people that don't appreciate? That's what you're telling me. Let's let the flood, hey, what a timeline. Talk to me now. Everybody who was saying flesh, come on, y'all.
Mr. Carr, then in the Bible with the lepers that Christ healed, he even asked, didn't I heal this many of them? Where are the others?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure of the scripture there, but he healed some of them, a good number of them, and everybody didn't come back. Everybody didn't come back and show their appreciation.
So, okay, all right. I got you. And that's right. And they didn't come back to show appreciation. But when you are truly thankful for something, wouldn't you show appreciation? Now, here's the thing. Let us not be super spiritual to where we miss what we're talking about. It ain't nothing but a G thing, a giving thing. So when you have done something from somebody, who on Facebook Live or on the phone wouldn't expect a thank you? Because the Bible says that L-O-V-E, love, is not rude. You don't think somebody not saying thank you is rude? How you doing, Miss Sam? Miss Tinette, how y'all?
I would expect the thank you, Mr. Carr, but it's not required. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right. So the expectation is that you say thank you. Because mm-hmm. that's what we teach children from day one. Now, what you going to tell that man who just gave you that? Thank you. We teach that to mm-hmm. a child. So if the expectation was never thank you, why do you teach it, parents, teachers, adults? If the expectation was never to say thank you, why then do you teach it? Come on, Miss Tiana. You're in the school system now. Miss Tiana say that's for them to answer to God. The thank you does not come to me. So you say, right, Miss Tiana? You don't think so, Miss Tiana? So, Miss Tiana, you done just worked at your job long, hard hours. A thank you is not required. As a matter of fact, Miss Tiana, you are married, and your husband never say thank you. Thank you. That's between God. That goes to God. You good with that, Miss Tiana? Yeah, boy. What's going on, Gerald Honeycutt? What's going on, man? Huh? Miss Jennifer said, I would not continue giving to someone who didn't appreciate it. And that's real. That's real talk, y'all. Now, we can be holy if we want to, but it ain't nothing but a G thing. How much will you keep on giving people who don't appreciate it? As a matter of fact, you don't even give people your time because, watch this, they don't appreciate your time. And you say, I know my quote-unquote work. Hello, somebody. I thought the thank you was for God, so they don't have to tell you thank you. Remember that. That's what, okay. What's going on, Ty? All right. Miss Katina said, people don't always do what's right, even though thank you would be nice. In my office, clients don't always say thank you, but I continue to assist them. I guess I'm at work. That's right. When you're at work, you know, you don't even have to like somebody, Miss Katina. So they don't ever have to say thank you because that thank you is not paying your bills. So that shifts the narrative. Just like when you're doing work for God, the thank you is not necessary, but wouldn't it be a polite thing to do? Like Mr. DJ said, it's not required, but it would be a nice thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Ms. Jennifer said, there is a such thing as morals and values when growing up. It's just respect. How you doing, Ms. Nacy? I agree with you, Ms. Jennifer. Ms. Tiana said, a thank you is appreciated. It surely is appreciated, Ms. Tiana. There you go. Ms. Katina said, not saying thank you is very rude. Of course. Miss Jennifer said, if my husband didn't say thank you, he would be sleeping on the couch. All right now, Miss Steve, look, we're trying to take it that far. All right, Miss Tinette, the question was, you know, because we're talking about ain't nothing but a G thing, and we're talking about giving and gratitude and things like that and God's grace, right, and growth. But the question is, if you give to someone and just because you expect a thank you, does that mean that you're operating in the flesh because you expect a thank you? Or could it be that you're still operating in God because you expect a thank you? How you doing, Miss Kenya? Okay. Miss Rhonda said we was brought up to say thank you. That's right. Tina, how are you? Y'all getting it so far? I mean, this is a good question, okay? So it really depends on how you depict and what situation that you're involved in. Because sometimes you can do things from God and not expect a thank you, right? But in the same token, here comes the narrative switch. Y'all listen to me. The narrative switch, Mr. DJ, comes when you know them that labor amongst you. In other words, okay, Mr. Karras say, God is good all the time. That's right, Mr. Karras. The expectation shifts is seen. It's almost like your children versus your neighbor's children. You don't expect your neighbor's children to necessarily say thank you, but you doggone well expect your children who you raised to say thank you. Hello, somebody.
True. True. And also, Mr. Carr, sometimes, often as Christians, when you know somebody is bad, we don't do the right thing anyway, but due to grace, it's the ones who you know are not going to say thank you. You continue doing for them anyway.
And that's right, and you can be doing for them. And again, know them that labor amongst you. So with strangers, we don't necessarily know, okay? But when it's people that you know, and you know they don't appreciate and say thank you, I would bet to say continue to do for them, because Mr. DJ, if Mr. Carr not doing and saying what he's supposed to say, and you know he should and he's better than that, you might have to stop, because God say stop. That don't mean that you continue
correct.
On doing. Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. See where it's going? Okay. So both answers are correct. You know, it's just based on the circumstance. Because a thank you is not required when you're dealing with someone that you don't necessarily know. But when you do know them, Miss Andrea, when you know Miss Tiana, and you know what Miss Tiana is capable of and all the words that she has in her, you do. Your expectation does shift. Because you expect her mm-hmm. she's capable of doing. And thank you is not a hard thing. Y'all with it?
Yes, sir.
I'm done.
All right. All right, y'all. Here we go. Next question. Okay. I have another question for everybody out there. Let me get everybody riled up. Everybody going, right? So here's the next question, Mr. DJ. I'm going to start it with you. Okay. Oh, hold on. Mr. Nessa, expecting a thank you is more so flesh, in my opinion. Giving a thank you is in the spirit. All right. Expecting and giving. All right, Mr. Nessa. All right, now, so here's the next question, Mr. Ned, Ms. Andrea, Mr. DJ, y'all listen to this. My question would be then, when you give, okay, if you have given something that is good from God to someone and you don't understand what you have given them, is it truly beneficial to them and you?
I say yes.
If you have given something to someone that God gave you to give to them, and you didn't truly understand the gift that you just gave, is it truly beneficial to them as it is to you?
Definitely yes. I definitely say yes.
You definitely say yes?
I definitely say yes, because first of all, if it's coming from God, it's a good thing.
Okay.
Whether you understand it or not, if it's coming from God, it's a good thing. And if it's a blessing, that's even more. To a guy that's rich, to a guy that has a whole lot of money, giving away $1,000 to someone who is not, he's not going to value that $1,000, okay? But to the person receiving it, especially if they don't have any money, that's going to bring about all kind of blessings and resources for that person, and that person may be able to eat for a long time off of that $1,000. But to that rich person, that doesn't mean nothing to them. That might be a plate. One place for that $1,000. So if God has blessed them with that, then sure. Yeah, that still can be beneficial.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bill say yes. Miss Tanessa say yes. Miss Kimberly say yes, Mr. DJ. Miss Candace, we won't always have the whole picture. Okay? The obedience in doing it anyway is its own gift. Miss Latonya say yes, it is. You may not understand, but God has a purpose. We must be obedient and fulfill God's will. Miss Tanette, she said, I give all the time, not thinking it is much, but to the person receiving, it is. I give all the time, not thinking it is much, but to the person receiving it, it means so much to them. All right, Mr. Mm-hmm. Karras say yes. Ms. Monique say yes. How you doing, Ms. T.K. Collins and Mr. Kenyon? Ms. Tiana says, absolutely is. Even though we might not understand in the moment, he may have us give for them right now. Give them that for right now. It's just not for us in that moment. Ms. Jennifer, it's not meant for you to understand. I'm not going to question God on why I should give to that individual. All right now.
Yes,
woo! Y'all, can I ask y'all this? Everybody on Facebook Live, do we give? We don't understand why we're praying for our enemies. Do you pray for your enemies? Do you literally give them the love that God gives them in spite of what they done just did you? How you doing, Ms. Danielle? Mm-hmm. Because remember, it ain't for you to understand. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I need some answers.
Yes, sir.
If we had somebody struggling, how would you counsel them? So if it's not for you to understand why God say pray for those, pray for your enemies in spite of what they just did you, why, I mean, according to what we said, it's not for you to understand. Do you give an honest, because the Bible says when you give with a cheerful heart. Do you really give a prayer for those enemies who just hurt you, hurt your family, hurt your finances, you don't have a job because of them? Do you really give them a prayer like you should?
All right.
Hold on. Ms. Rhonda said yes. Ms. Kimber said yes. But we got some same sanctified Holy Ghost filled people in this call. Okay. Mr. King said yes. Yeah, Mr. D. Carr, what you got?
I pray for them. I do pray for them. I pray hard for them. I just don't go to them.
I got you, Mr. D.
I'm still a work in process. I'm not quite ready to hang out, especially if I know it's going to start something else or what have you. But I do pray hard for them. But I
got you. Okay. So Ms. Monique says she prays sometimes. Ms. Tanette says sometimes. Ms. Danielle, okay, you well? Ms. Tiana says we must. I don't necessarily do it in that moment like I should. Okay. Mr. Carey said yes. Ms. Rhonda said yes. How you doing, Ms. Teresa? Ms. Tanette says it took a while, but I have gotten to be a better place in God. Okay. Ms. Andrea say, yes, I still pray for them. Ms. Candace say, sometimes, but definitely not always. Ms. Jennifer say, I always pray for my enemies. I treat them with kindness and make my enemies my friends. All right, Ms. Jennifer. Ms. Rhonda, what'd you say? It's hard, but you have to pray for yourself as well. All right, y'all. So these are some real questions, y'all, because, see, what happens is when we face these things, y'all, if you didn't realize, when we face it, it's our reality, okay? We saying it ain't nothing but a G thing, but it's a light thing, a G thing, when you have it to give. Y'all understand?
Yes, sir.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
So let me back up right quick. When you give, if you have given something good from God and you don't understand what you have given, is it beneficial to them as it is to you? See, my thing is, if you give something to someone that's good and you don't understand it, see, what can happen is you can actually tell Mr. DJ the purpose of that knife is to cut and, you know, shave this, but the purpose of the knife wasn't for that. So if you don't understand what you have just given, you can actually sometimes mess that up. Do y'all know that?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Let me tell you what I mean by that. Watch what I mean by this. The Bible, how you doing, Ms. Johnson? The Bible says, they have a form of godliness, but deny my power. You know why a lot of times we have a form of godliness and deny the power? In other words, we say it ain't nothing but a G thing. So what we do, Miss Andrea, what we got, we give, but we didn't understand why we got it. Oh, I thought it was for this. Right? And so what we do is we take something that's powerful and we manipulate it, you know, and so we start saying stuff like this. Use what you got to get what you want. Hold on. God didn't give them that body so that they can use it to manipulate people. But because you didn't understand and you influenced their decision-making by saying, baby, use them curves that you got to get what you want from any man. Fella, use that muscle that you got. Use that job that you got to get whatever you want from that woman. And see, what we do is the things that we got from God, we manipulate it. So we have a form of godliness, and we'll put God's name behind it in the name of Jesus. But that, what you just said, was in the name of Jesus. So we deny the power, because what power does is it causes things to change. So the Bible says, and all thy getting, get an understanding. Even though you may not know the fullness of what you just gave, you've got to understand something about it before you give it, because if you give it without understanding, you will give it wrong.
That's right.
Who can teach school without telling a child how to understand what 2 + 2 is? So you just told them 2 + 2 is 4, but they're saying how? And see, what happens is they only know 2 + 2 is 4. They don't know 2 + 2 is 4 + 8 - 6. See, now they would never understand the arithmetic. They just understood 2 + 2 because that's what I heard. But see, when you truly understand something, you can dissect it and break it down.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Somebody? Hello, somebody. How many people gave you the gift of marriage? They told you to go ahead and get married, girl. You ready to get married. Man, go ahead and marry that woman. And you went and did it. Mm-hmm. But you didn't understand what marriage was about. Although it was a gift from God, you used it in the wrong setting. And now we have something called D-I-V-O-R-C-E, divorce.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Uh-oh. Hello, somebody.
That's good.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Miss Crystal, Miss Amy, Miss Hunt? How y'all? Okay, Miss Rhonda said you can't beat God when you don't do what he tell you, then you miss out what he has for you. That's right. That's right. And I'm going to piggyback with what you just said, Miss Rhonda. So when God tell you to do it, he tells you to go. Y'all, can y'all write these down? It ain't nothing but a G thing. Write down these four G's. Four G's. Watch this order. Because before you give to somebody, write down these four things, the four G's. Number one, God will tell you to go, G-O. That's the first G. That's number one. Okay? Number two, ain't nothing but a G thing. Number two, the second G is God will actually start to tell you to get. Uh-oh. So you go to get. And when you get, uh-oh, the more you get, the more you grow. Uh-oh. Watch this, y'all. So we on the third G, you grow. So ain't nothing but a G thing. We go, we get, we grow. And the last thing, before you even reach this thing, you go, you get, you grow, and that's when you start to give, the fourth G.
Amen.
I know you late, Miss Crystal, but I see you here. How you doing, Miss Marsha, Miss Deborah? Ain't that something? TK, my boy, what's going on? Y'all got the four G's? Ain't nothing but a G thing. Watch how it go. Before you even give, you got to go. In other words, you got to be obedient to God. You can't go on your own, Mr. DJ. The Bible says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. So when we go according to the word of God. We follow God. Y'all with me? That's why it took Jesus for 40 days. It took Jesus 40 days. He went according to the will of God. It took the Israelites 40 years. How many of us are still walking around in the wilderness? Because we've not been obeying God.
Yeah.
Oh, we going. But where are we going? We going round and round that mountain. When God say go north. How you doing, Miss Courtney? Y'all with me? So the thing we got to do before we give is we got to go. We got to go and be obedient to God. The second thing we got to do before we even give anything, we got to get an understanding. Why are you going and not getting? When you go to the grocery store, don't you get something? And you know, yeah. You know you go to the grocery store, yeah, Mr. DJ. You going for a reason. I hope you're not going to Walmart to flirt now. If you're going to Walmart to flirt, something wrong. You live in the country.
Yes, sir.
Get you in trouble every time.
I know some people go to Walmart to flirt. I ain't knocking you. But I'm saying, you got to go to be getting some food too, right?
Right.
There you go.
All right. All right. Put that hand upon the tail and keep it moving. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. All right. So we go. We got to be obedient to God. Ain't nothing but a G thing. We get. In the midst of us going, we get something. We start getting things. We start to get an understanding. Huh? We start to get the clear picture. We start to get more of God. And the more things you get, the more of God you get, the more you start to grow. Woo, y'all.
That's fine.
So you go, you get, and you grow. And then before it's said and done, you start to give. But see, what happens is you understand that the blessing is too strong. It's too much. My cup runneth over. You understand that your getting and your growth is so much to where you got extra bread you can give somebody else. I got extra. Oh, yeah. See, that's when you start getting. You got extra.
blessings you can give somebody else. See, when it comes from God, you got so much. God doesn't give things in small portions. God gives in abundance. In other words, abundance is not subjective here. Abundance says that my spirit man got so much of it, I got forgiveness to give because it was extended to me, so I'm going to give it to you. But see, I'm not going to forgive you because the Bible says it. I'm going to forgive you because I understand it. I understand where I used to be, and if God had not forgiven me, I wouldn't be right here today. So I got to forgive you. There's a difference,
okay.
People.
Yes.
There's a difference. There's a difference by doing stuff because God says so versus doing it because you understand why God says so. There's a difference.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Get with understanding.
Get an understanding. Mr. DJ, it's one thing for a female to tell you that she loves you, but what when you ask her why? Woo, you'll break it down, Mr. DJ. You'll be like, why you love me? And what's the typical answer that she give you, Mr. DJ?
Because I do. I just do. I do.
I do.
I do. All right. I do. I just because I do. Rather than
y'all got them 4 G's, ain't nothing but a G thing, and they got to go in that order, y'all. Who said that, Mama D? In that order? In that order. Okay. Yeah. You got to go. Got to get. Then you grow, and then you give. All right. Now, what's our next? Somebody said they like that bell. What's our next question? Who we got? I think Ms. Sharon had a question. Ms. Sharon, you want to come back with your question, Ms. LaTanya? What y'all got? Okay.
I do also.
Okay. What you got, Ms. Candy? Mr. DJ, I'm going to let you answer Ms. Candy's question.
Okay.
The question is, why are we quicker to give grief, be greedy, and get down with the get down instead of giving, growing, and guiding people through God?
Hold on, Ms. Candy. I heard your question. Ms. Jennifer. Ms. Jennifer say, same for the men. Majority can't say why they love you. Ms. Jennifer. Had it on another call, Ms. Jennifer. You're going to start a little male gender war here, male versus female. Nah, we'll have that on another call. But you're right, though. It's the same for the men. Ms. Candy, repeat your question.
Question says, why are we quicker to give grief, be greedy, get down with the get down, instead of giving, growing, and guiding people through God?
So why do we give people so quickly grief and
mm-hmm.
get down with the get down as opposed to what, Ms. Candy?
Growing and guiding them through God.
So, y'all, why are we so quick to do the bad thing and not the good thing? We'll give grief, but we don't give goodness. Mr. DJ, we don't give gentleness, but we sure give them gossip. I mean, what's going on? What's wrong with it, Mr. DJ?
To be honest, we're more selfish than what we think. A lot of
mm-hmm.
us think that we're holier than thou, but it's all about what you can do for me. It's
okay.
All about, you know, so that's why, because, you know, you may not say it out loud, but if we all do a self-exam, you're going to find something that you really don't like. If Christ come back right now, some of us would be like, oh, hold up, come back, give me a second, rather than just open the door for him. You know, we really got to get our houses in order. You know, he can come back at any time right now, and you shouldn't have to go through all of that. But when you do a self-exam, a lot of us just need to check ourselves about things. We like blessings, and we enjoy getting. But that giving part, you know,
gotcha.
It's something about us that we're afraid that we're missing out on something, you know.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. DJ answered that. Nothing to add to that. All right? All right, here's the next question. Who we had? We had Miss LaTanya. Miss Sharon had a question. Miss LaTanya's question said, my daughter got a divorce 1 year ago, and I've been helping her financially about 8 months. At what point do I pull back and allow her to stand on her own? Ain't nothing but a G thing. At what point do you pull back? Your daughter is married. Your daughter got a divorce, I'm sorry, a year ago, and you've been helping her financially for about 8 months. At what point do you pull back and allow her to stand on her own? All righty then.
I say when she's able to.
When she's able to?
When she's able to, but you still should help her heal alone. Don't just sit back and get taken advantage of, but definitely
you know, she came out the nest and went to another nest and then failed.
Okay.
And that's your child. You want to bring her back to the nest, nurse her back, and send her back out, but only when she's able to fly.
DJ said nurse and send her back out. All right.
Yes, sir.
So let me, Miss Jennifer said some people don't know God themselves. So how are you going to guide someone else? Oh, wait. So how are you going to guide someone else to accept God into their lives? Okay. All right. Miss Tiana said when you are told to do so, it may take a year. It may take two. I got you. All right, now, y'all. Let me flip this. I remix stuff. Let me flip this question. My daughter got a divorce. Let's say your child, I don't know if it's a male or a female, but let's say your child is married and you've been helping them financially for the last 8 months. At what point do you pull back and allow them to stand on their own?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know you got it to give, Big Baller, Shot Caller, but they're married now.
Mm-hmm.
At what point do you allow them married children to stand on their own?
Mr. Carr, I say when you see them being able to make sacrifices as adults. You made an adult decision to get married, so now maybe some of those wants need to turn into needs and go away. You don't need all that. You know, I mean, you don't, all the stuff that you want, you can't have. Sometimes, you know, love hurts, and you got to allow them to fall and stumble. What don't kill you will make you stronger. So sometimes you got to still teach and just in another way. Just extend that spoon handle a little longer. I mean, a little longer until it can't reach no more.
Okay. How you doing, Miss Crystal? So if they married now, at what point do you allow them to stand on their own? You've been helping them out for about 8 months. They married now. When you stop, Miss Tiana said, when you are told to do so. Miss Tiana, you just said that.
Mr.
You,
Carr,
you didn't even read me, Tiana. You said it. Talking about that's her answer, and she's sticking with it, huh? I'm with you, Miss Tiana. I got you. I ain't mad at you. You know, some people, that's all they say. You know, 1 Corinthians 2:10. I'm with you. All right. So, y'all, that's real, though. So at what point does grace run out? Does grace ain't nothing but a G? As a matter of fact, question, does grace ever run out?
Your grace does, but God's grace does not.
Okay.
Your grace run out with your patience.
All right.
Man's grace, brother, runs out.
Okay. What you got to say, Miss Candy?
I was just going to say that just giving finances isn't all that should be happening, because it could be that they don't understand how to manage. And if that wasn't something that was taught before, make sure you're helping them in that way, too, so that it's not just this is going on forever, and it may be going on forever because they don't have the necessary tools to be able to stand up. So you as the parent, just giving them money isn't going to help it, but are you trying to help them with the budget and helping them see, you know, where things could be, you know, moved around a little bit differently? Because that's, we don't see stuff like that as a gift, but it's actually helping and giving them something as well.
Okay. Miss Jennifer.
Amen.
Grace. Miss Jennifer said grace never runs out as long as you are serving God. That's right. And Miss Jennifer, I'm gonna piggyback by what you just said. It's not just that, because I agree with exactly what you just said. Grace never runs out as long as you're serving God. Miss Jennifer, it also never runs out for those who are not serving God, because God said he reigns on both the just as well as unjust. So I agree with you. You know, we're on the same page. But he extends that to the people who don't even serve him. Because y'all know at some point in our life, ain't nothing but a G thing, we wasn't serving God, and he still got us back home safely. We don't know how. Got that.
Amen.
Because you know what we went out to do wasn't of God. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, hey. Mm-hmm. All right. Latonya threw up both hands and said, yes, Lord. All right. Miss King, what you say? She needs to let her stand alone, but help her in other ways, not just money. That's right, Miss King. That's true. All right, I see you, Miss Jennifer. So, y'all, check this one out. Tell me something, Miss Jennifer. What my other people at? Miss Latanya. What Miss Andrea at? I need some answers, Miss Andrea. Miss Marcia, where you at? You're quiet tonight, Miss Marcia. Okay, Miss Tanette, where y'all at? Okay. Miss Katina, answer this one for me. What is the difference between grace and favor? What's the difference between grace and favor? Mr. DJ?
Grace, again, I would say, is the product of love and faith. Grace is basically granted to anyone and can be granted to anyone. Favor, I feel like, is more so for his people.
Okay. Okay. Miss Candy, what you got?
What's I would the say they work the hand in hand together.
Huh?
I was saying that they work hand in hand together, favor and grace, because favor is a part of grace. I know what I want to say, but it works together. So if we have grace, we have favor.
Go with the simple answer, Miss Candy. Go with the simple. There you go.
I don't know how to make it simpler. It's kind of like the chicken and the egg. If you have one, you have the other, but I don't know how to make it simpler.
Okay. I ain't going to throw that question out, which came first, the chicken or the egg. But y'all got it? Okay. What is the difference between grace and favor? What's going on, Chad, Miss Ebony? Miss Tiana say favor ain't fair. Grace is unmerited favor. They go hand in hand. Miss Tiana be, looking stuff up. Miss Tiana, get out of teacher mode. Come here. How you doing, Miss Renina? Miss Tiana says she ain't about to be wrong now. Y'all know that.
Look, I'm over here talking about the chicken and the egg, and she got the technical part of it. Go ahead on, girl.
What is the difference between grace and favor, y'all? Ain't nothing but a G thing, but what's the difference between grace and favor? Anybody know how you doing, Miss Charlene? That's a tough one, right?
Mm-hmm.
The same thing.
If I may try, Mr. Carr?
What you got?
When you with your parent and you've made good grades, and it's your birthday, that's favor.
Okay.
I'm just giving you the breakdown. That's favor. And you steal your parents' child, whether you make good grades or not, and they get you something anyway, that's grace.
Okay.
So you can determine what's the difference. That's why I said we're supposed to be the favor, you know, as Christians, but grace is, that's anybody can get grace.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me say something, and y'all tell me what it is. What's going on, Tamika and Mr. Marcel? Okay, but my boy Chad say grace is God's empower and strength. That's correct. Okay? Miss Jennifer said there is no difference. God gives you favor just as he gives you grace. Your life is God's way of covering you with his grace. Miss Jennifer, we're going to leave it right there because you just went there. That's what it is. Did y'all see what she just put? There is no difference between grace and favor. Y'all, this is excellent. And if y'all got a chance, write that down, what she just put on there. Thank you for sharing that, Ms. Jennifer. There is no difference between grace and favor. God gives you favor just as he gives you grace. Favor over your life is God's grace. I'm sorry. Favor over your life is God's way of covering you with his grace. Ain't that something? Ooh. I'm going to leave it right there, Ms. Jennifer. Doesn't that? How you doing, Ms. Ty Quincy? Y'all get it? Ms. King said, Tiana, right. Okay, we can leave that one right there. She just torched that one. That's what it is. All right, so we got one more question. All right, here's the last question of this evening. Okay, ain't nothing but a G thing. So y'all tell me this. How should parents, y'all listening? Okay, good.
Yes.
How should parents handle their success when they disperse it or when they disperse benefits to their children? In other words, listen to what I'm saying. The question is this. How should you as a parent, successful as you are, you got it out the mud, you worked for it, you grinded for it, you know, you went through some backstabbing times. How do you translate that to your children? Do you give them the easy road Or do you allow your children to stumble and fail, much like you did, but they can learn the same way in which you learned? How do you do that, parents?
Well, Mr. Carr, I think you're going to catch me on Tiana's side of the teaching. I was a teacher 16 years. And
all right.
To this day, I still teach my daughter. It's not me. It's the God in me. She sees me grinding, working, and I can bless her with benefits and gifts, but I let her know this is where this came from me working and doing this. Hard work pays off, and this allows me to do this. But now, the other side of me, I don't give her technology-updated stuff immediately. You know, we might start with a walkie-talkie, and then, you know, gradually get on up to a, you know, cell phone. You know, it might even be a beeper or something in there. You know, I just don't give her that immediately right off the bat. Like the Power Wheels. Big example, Power Wheels. You know, my philosophy on the Power Wheels is a child will never learn how to ride a bike if they get the Power Wheels first. I know I wouldn't. I'm on this thing, the only thing I have to do is press a button and I can go. And now you want me to balance myself, pretty much refrain from falling and, you know, try not to get scraped up. Oh, that's okay. I stay on the Power Wheels. So I give her the little bike or what have you first and let her earn her way up to, you know, the other stuff like that. But I do teach, you know, this is what you do, even in church, even in giving, you know, with her own money. I teach. I say, hey, you know, it says you're supposed to give this. So, you know, what are you going to do? And now, and she gets it. You know, it's sometimes it's about the way you teach, too.
All right. How you doing, Ms. Laura? Ms. Rhonda said the hard way. They're going to learn the hard way, Mr. DJ. Ms. LaTanya said they Yeah. Ms. LaTanya said they can learn the same way that we did. He teaches them to appreciate and value the things that they receive. Ain't nothing but a G thing now. Ms. Tiana said, need a little stumbling, not a struggling. All
right.
Ms. Monique, stumble and fail because life is not fair. And you have to learn that if you work hard, you can have anything. All right. Ms. Rhonda said, nothing is easy. Blood and sweat. What about tears? You right? What's going on, Darren, my boy? Okay, Ms. Sharon said, the hard way. She's going to allow her children to learn the hard way like she did because I want them to earn it and appreciate the lows and the highs. It does make sense, Ms. Sharon. So, y'all, let me ask this other question. You have LeBron James money, and you have three children that you brought into this world. Would you allow them to struggle and get it on their own, or would you pour into them and kind of make it easy for them?
I think I would go middle of the road.
You go middle of the road? Ms. Crystal
yeah,
said
I wouldn't
nothing.
Want them, I wouldn't want them to be completely without, but I also wouldn't want them to not understand the value of working hard.
Okay. Ms. Candace says she's in the middle of the road. If she had LeBron James money, she's in the middle of the road. Okay. If you have LeBron James money, would you just shower your kids with the things because you want them to, you know, have things that you didn't have? Or would you say, hey, you got to get it on your own? I have it, but it ain't for you. You're going to earn yours. Where you at?
No.
Where you at? Ms. Crystal say nothing comes easy. Got to go to work. Ms. Marcia said, kids need to work on understanding life as we did. All right now. Ms. Jennifer said, I would allow my children to stumble in order for them to learn the hard way like I did. I would tell them that grace would keep them like it has kept me throughout these years of hard work. All right. Ms. Monique said she's going to give it to them if they deserve it. All right. All right. What's going on, Ms. Sharon? Ms. Tiana said they would have a roof over their head and an education, but they have to earn theirs. All right now. Y'all, that's tough as parents, right? Ms. Tinesse said, I wouldn't have them struggle, but I teach them the value of working and what it takes to make it. That's right. That's right. That's right. So, y'all millionaires out there, your child 18, you buy them a new car at that mansion that you got them living in the mansion. You buy them a new car, or you going to let them drive in your driveway with a putt-putt with a leaky oil can? You know what I'm talking about? What y'all going to do? What you going to do?
Yes,
driveway yes. Mess because of that old car. What you going to do? Ms. Kenya said, with education and basic needs. All right. Ms. Tiana said, used car. All right. Ms. Jennifer said, if I had LeBron money, I would give my kids what I did not have as long as they are doing well in school. All right? Ain't nothing but a G thing. And now, y'all, here's the beautiful thing about this question, okay? Because it opens our eyes to growth, and it exploits some things in us, right? Ms. Monique says she's going to get her child a used car. They had to earn a new one. Ms. Jennifer says she's going to buy a car. All right, Ms. Jennifer. Y'all listen.
Mr. Carr. Mr.
Yes,
Carr.
Sir. What you got, Mr. DJ?
Most of the time, the kids that do exceptionally well in school are the ones that don't have everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably why they're doing well. If you notice the kid, well, I don't know if you be around any teachers. Those on the phone could probably vouch for what I'm saying. The ones that have everything, they are typically C or bad students. You know, but the ones who are straight A's, they don't even want all that. They straight. They'll get and settle for whatever you can do. That's what their character and discipline is what makes them good students.
Okay, look, Ms. Kenya says she's going to get a used car. But a nice used car. All right. Miss Seattle said, tell it, DJ. Miss Andrea said they must earn that money as well as a used car. All right now. Miss Rhonda said it won't be a Bentley, but it'll be nice. All right. I see you, Miss Rhonda.
Pre-owned Bentley.
Okay. Miss Sharon said if
pre-owned.
I see them better, then I will help. If not, if you're not trying to be better yourself, I can't help you. I see you, Miss Sharon. All right. All right. Y'all got it? Okay. Miss Katina say I'm hooking my baby up. You got that LeBron James money. You hooking him up? But he has to continue to do good. Okay, I got you. What's going on, Miss Regina? So y'all get it. So the Bible says the master suffered, surely the servant will. No one has more riches than God. And look at what Jesus went through.
Amen.
Y'all, Jesus got it out the mud. Jesus was beat. He was talked about. People didn't believe him. He said who he was. They denied him. He had homeboys around him that turned their back on him. They let people take. Oh, yeah. Jesus went through it, huh? And his daddy got everything. And he went through it. Ain't that something? Chad, what'd you say? Well, I'd probably get them a new one, but it don't have to be expensive. But they have to be going to school. All right, now. Y'all got it? So this is where it's at, y'all. So it ain't nothing but a G thing. It's a grace thing. It's a giving thing. It's a giving thing. It's being gentle. It's sharing goodness. But we have to all understand that it all is under the umbrella of that big G of God. Ain't that something?
Yes, sir.
So
that's right.
If you give under God. In other words, give when God tells you to give. Because when you give when God tells you to give, it will never be impulsive. How you doing, Ms. Freeman? It would never be impulsive. It would never be emotional. That means because sometimes you have it to give, and God would hold your giving hand up because he wants it to be delayed. You know why he wants it to be delayed? Because sometimes people beg. But, whew, y'all, when the Bible says the poor, P-O-O-R, will always be amongst you, he's not talking about financially, because even today, even poor people can go buy Jordans. What God was talking about was spiritually. You got people that spiritually poor, and you got spiritual wealth. Give it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Y'all with me? Because sometimes they very well need something. They need their water. They need the food. They need the clothing. They need a ride. But God will purposely tell you no, because I'm not through with them yet. You giving them can actually bail them out, and they won't see God. They're just going to see you. Hello?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you give according. Don't be talking about, well, I ain't giving because Mr. Carr said don't give. No, I did not say that. Okay? You give when God tell you to give. All right? All right. Ain't nothing but a G thing. Mr. DJ, you want to pray for us right quick?
Sure. Bow your heads. Open up your hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of another call, we're just saying thank you, Father. Thank you for the blessings and the spiritual nourishment that you have bestowed upon us. Help it manifest and grow within us so that we can go about and tell the world, Father, that it was you. It was all you, Father. We ask for praises, and we ask for traveling grace and mercy to bring us back together again on one accord so that we can continue lifting up your name. And I ask these things in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great night. Okay, we'll see y'all back on next Monday, so make sure y'all join in. We're getting on at 8 p.m. That's Central Standard Time, CST. Invite a friend. And then Bible study. We have Bible study 8 p.m. at 225-364-0211. But make sure y'all, at the very least, join us next Monday and catch Bible study on Wednesday and Sunday if you can. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.